Versant English Speaking Practice Test 10. Updated for the new Versant English Speaking and Listening Test. Copyright 2022-2024 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A. Answer the question. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words, rather than a full sentence. You will hear 8 questions in this section.
The car changed hands. Was it repaired or sold?
Would a teacher usually work at a college or a factory?
Which color is brighter, yellow or brown?
The rain finally let up. Did it stop or get worse?
How many items are there in a dozen?
Kevin was excluded from the team. Did he play the game or stay at home?
Does a rectangle have 3 sides or 4?
The manager told Adele to get her act together. Was she being scolded or complimented?
That is the end of Part A. Part B. Repeat. Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
Thanks for waiting so patiently for me to get approval.
I don't have any more information at the present time.
He stood there like he was waiting for someone.
Good communication skills are essential for jobs in customer service.
Everyone at the company is entitled to an extra day of vacation this year.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience you've had from this situation.
There are simply no excuses for not finishing the job on time.
She had high hopes about getting the job.
Several staff members failed to attend the meeting.
Can you please put some more paper in the copier?
If you could hold the line, I'll get right back to you.
I'm afraid we can't accommodate your request at this time.
The ink was too light, and I couldn't read the document.
Their prices went up by 7% last year.
If you don't comply with the instructions, you could be fined.
He's out of the office, but he'll be back on Thursday.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Conversations. Instructions. You will hear conversations between two people, followed by questions. Give a short, simple response to each question. When you have finished all the exercises, listen to the recording again and check your answers using the answer key at the end of the book.
I need to pay for my parking.
I thought parking on Main Street was free.
Yes. But only on Saturday and Sunday.
Where is the man parked?
I'm going to have to change my plans for the party.
What happened?
I need to go out of town this weekend.
What does the woman need to change?
I finished writing that big report on Thursday.
You must feel relieved.
Of course. I really do.
What did the man finish on Thursday?
They should deliver the new furniture on Friday.
I've heard that they're having delays.
I heard that too. We'll see.
What should be done on Friday?
The door is broken.
Have you reported it?
Good idea. I'll do it now.
What problem did the man mention?
Where's the nearest copy machine?
There's one next to the back door.
Okay, thanks.
What is located next to the back door?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Questions on passages. Instructions. Listen to the two passages and then respond to three comprehension questions on each one. Passage 1.
After living in a small apartment in the city for 10 years, Darlene decided to buy a big house in the country. She was really looking forward to living there, and she thought that she was finally going to be able to get a dog and a cat, and maybe even a horse. However, when Darlene moved to the new house, she didn't like it because it felt far away and lonely. So she decided to move back into the city.
What did Darlene decide to buy? What animals did Darlene want to buy? What happened after Darlene moved into the new house? Passage 2.
Tony works in a busy office preparing documents for a lawyer. He works on a complicated computer system that has access to all of the laws and regulations. He was working on a big project one day when the computer system went down. Tony's boss was angry when he didn't have the documents ready, but then Tony explained to him that the computer system hadn't been working, and his boss apologized.
What kind of office does Tony work in? What does Tony have access to on the computer system? Why was Tony's boss angry? That is the end of Part D. Part E. Retell the passage. Instructions. Now you will hear two passages. You will hear each passage once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the passage. Tell as much of the passage as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Louise is a gardener who has her own gardening business. In the morning, she sells plants and flowers at her store, and in the afternoon, she goes to other people's homes to do their gardening. Sometimes other people ask her to put new plants and flowers in their gardens, but usually she just trims the flowers and clears things up for them.
Janet was going on a long vacation to Australia, and she realized she needed to buy a new suitcase. She looked at suitcases at a lot of stores, and finally decided to get one that was made of cloth and closed with a zipper. However, when she packed her suitcase for the trip, it was too full and the zipper broke. So she had to borrow a suitcase from her friend instead.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Give your opinion. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Children should take care of their elderly parents. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples. Children should take care of their elderly parents. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples.
It's impossible to have a job and study for college at the same time. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples. It's impossible to have a job and study for college at the same time. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples.
That is the end of practice test 10.